AP News, I'm Paya Panjwani. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports the Trump administration has suffered a court defeat on DEI.
Federal judge has struck down two Trump administration actions aimed at eliminating diversity, equity, and inclusion programs at the nation's schools and universities. U.S. District Judge Stephanie Gallagher in Maryland, a Trump appointee, states that the Education Department violated the law when it threatened to cut federal funding from educational institutions that continued with DEI initiatives. The case centers on two Education Department memos ordering an end to all race-based decision-making. Gallagher wrote they ran afoul of procedural requirements, but she took no view on the policy's merits. Still, she rejected the administration's argument that the memos simply served as a reminder that discrimination is illegal. Ben Thomas, Washington.
California is moving forward with a partisan redistricting effort to counter Texas's moves. At a rally, Governor Gavin Newsom says California's effort differs from the one in Texas because it'll be on the ballot in November.
We're asking the voters for their consent to do midterm redistricting in 2026, 2028, and 2030 for the congressional maps to respond to what's happening in Texas, to respond what Trump is trying to excite.
President Trump and Russian President Vladimir Putin are meeting in Alaska tomorrow. In an AP interview, the German Marshall Fund's David Salvo says just being at the summit is a victory for Vladimir Putin.
I think it's a win because I believe that Putin thinks that he can convince Trump yet again to see his point of view. So this is a really, really important moment for President Putin to be able to get inside Trump's head again and hopefully, from the Russian perspective, convince Trump that Russia's maximalist demands are what should drive negotiations with Ukraine.
This is AP News. Nike's co-founder Phil Knight and his wife Penny Knight have pledged to donate $2 billion to Oregon Health & Science University's Knight Cancer Institute. The school says it's the largest single gift to a U.S. university. AP correspondent Alex Vega reports mortgage rates have eased again.
Good news for home shoppers. Mortgage buyer Freddie Mac says the average rate on a 30-year mortgage fell this week to 6.58%. That's the lowest level in nearly 10 months. Rates are falling as a September rate cut by the Federal Reserve appears more likely following weaker than expected July U.S. job data. With inflation still elevated, though, mortgage rates could climb again even if the Fed cuts rates. I'm Alex Vega.
The Justice Department says it'll seek the death penalty against a member of the cult-like Zizians group accused of killing a U.S. Border Patrol agent in Vermont. The announcement is the latest example of the Trump administration's push for more federal executions. More information on apnews.com. I'm Haya Panjwani, AP News.
Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.25 billion back to our customer owners over the last 8 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.